Hi. I bought a new toy today. I'm not using it in this audio, so try not to get too excited. I planned on using it today, but I kind of ran out of energy, and I know how it is, just too many things stacking on top of the other. It's an accessory, I guess. It's like this bouncy chair with a shelf underneath that you can stick your dildos to so you can ride them a little easier. And I'm not a girl who tends to masturbate on top. I will certainly not masturbate. I don't even really like being on top because it's hard. And I come the fastest if I'm just focusing solely on my own sensations. But I wanted to see if I could come from on top. And so I tried it a couple weeks ago and I think I had a cervical orgasm, which was amazing. But I fucked up my knee. Like I'm laughing because, oh gosh, how funny, but I seriously did. And that sucks. But anyway. So this bouncy chair should really open up a whole new world for my dildo riding. Last night, recorded a little snippet for my OnlyFans about how much I adore the clitoris. And I really do. I think it's kind of fascinating and fantastic and magical. I am always amazed by just how much pleasure my body's allowed to have. Last night in particular, I used my shower head, and that just, oof, just to know that I can feel like that with just a few streams of water hitting me in the right spot. It's amazing. It's given me a bit of a complex though, because it's just impossible for me to believe that anything I can do to you, especially with my pussy, like being on top, is anywhere close to how much pleasure I can feel if you, like, rub me ever so nicely. But I think I'm in the horny part of my cycle, and I'm very sleepy. But I think I want to play with my pretty pussy. I was looking at it last night, and I've always thought it was really pretty. But last night, I really was able to notice how, just how big my clit is. I like how it sticks out a little bit when I'm standing. I mean, that's the way I normally look at my pussy. I don't really spread it and look at it, because that feels kind of graphic to me. But I did last night. I did look at it. I think after I came. It's so big. It made me want to suck on it. I have a friend who I used to play with a lot, who had a really big clit. And it was a lot of fun to play with. And she was like hyper-orgasmic. She was a blast. Her name was Alex Moore, if you want to look up videos of her. She was so much fun to play with, one of my favorites. But tonight, if you wouldn't mind, I typically never stop talking during these ramble faps. But I think tonight I'm just gonna roll over and lay on my back and just play with myself a little bit and let you listen to my soft breathing and my moans, which will be soft as well. But I hope you're interested in that. I know I would be if it was one of you. If you talked to me and then
took a break.
And then took a break to play with yourself and just let me listen. It feels very intimate when it's soft and for you and not necessarily for anyone who might be listening. So that's what I think I'm gonna do. The only problem with finally after 30 years learning how to masturbate with my hand is that I never want to stop. I can keep touching myself and coming over and over and over. I love having a pussy.